Hi, I'm Jill Barr. I was Gillian Mason, and I went to Canon Court School when the cathedral was being built. We had a fundraising going on at the school. It was all towards buying this beautiful stained glass window that was going to feature in the cathedral. Every week we had to bring a few pennies in from home, which doesn't actually sound a lot really now when you think about it, but a penny was a lot of money in those days. I think my pocket money was threepence at that time. I thought it, at the time, that it was just our school that was raising money for it. We seemed to spend an awful lot of time bringing pennies in. But actually, the whole of Coventry schools donated to this window. When I saw the size of it, I could understand why. When the cathedral came to be consecrated, each school could send so many pupils. And I think because I had a blazer, and because I'd also put, you know, a weekly donation in every week without fail, like. I remember lining up outside the cathedral with the school, and I was very proud because we all looked so smart. We were just shuffled in, and what was fascinating me was walking over these pennies, because there were pennies in the floor, and I thought, oh, somebody's dropped some money, you know, should we try and pick it up? But then, of course, I found out it was firmly fixed into the floor, so he couldn't do that. I was trying to figure out which window was the one that I'd paid for, because it seemed to me that more than my pocket money had gone into that window, and I really wanted to know which one it was. Because I looked up to see where the music was coming from, that tapestry caught my eye. Oh, my goodness me. I thought he's looking at me. I worried about that all during the service. Every single way I moved, that tapestry seemed to be following me, and I don't think I'd take any notice whatsoever of what was going on around, because I was so worried about this tapestry.
Right Reverend Father in God, will you consecrate this cathedral church?
I will.
Even to this day, I daren't go in there. And I know that sounds awful, and it's not really meant to be like that. But I think the impressions that I formed when I was young was it's a showpiece for the city rather than a place where you can just walk in and sit down. I don't think I ever got past the impressions of that day when I had to be so good for so long. You felt as if you were part of history in the making and part of a new Coventry. And this was the showpiece of change.